In the 18th century, cloth was a precious commodity, as was paper. At the start of 1776, there was very little imported paper left in the colonies. Recognizing that it was hard to have a government or currency without paper, the Continental Congress prioritized support for the establishment and maintenance of papermaking, even exempting people involved in the papermaking craft from fighting in the war. Eugenie Leonard recounts the realization of the importance of papermakers in her article, Paper as a Critical Commodity During the American Revolution. On July 19, 1776, the Continental Congress passed a resolution that the papermakers in Pennsylvania be detained from proceeding with the associators to New Jersey, where patriots were joining the armed forces. In the following month, the Continental Congress faced an emergency in the shortage of paper for currency. The stock of paper at the Ivy Mills, built by Thomas Wilcox and Thomas Brown in 1729 near Philadelphia, on which the Continental currency had been printed, was entirely exhausted. Even more serious was the fact that the English-made paper molds used at the Ivy Mills were so badly worn as to be worthless. Nathaniel Sellers was the one on whom Wilcox depended to reface the paper molds, and a search for him revealed the fact that he had joined the army and was on his way to Long Island. Realizing the seriousness of the situation, several papermakers joined Wilcox in a petition to the Continental Congress asking that Sellers be ordered to return to construct the necessary molds and other tools of the trade. The petition was granted, and Sellers returned home on September 1st. 2 days later, he was busy brassing and watermarking the molds for Wilcox Ivy paper mills. The emergency led to the decision of the Continental Congress to own the molds upon which the paper for the currency was made, and Sellers was therefore hired directly by the Congress to prepare them. That we learn from the Penn Libraries at the University of Pennsylvania. Meanwhile, we're told that in the decades leading up to and during the American Revolution, paper filigree was considered a highly desirable, genteel accomplishment for wealthy young women. School mistresses in prominent colonial hubs like Boston, Philadelphia, and New York taught quilling alongside embroidery, waxwork, and painting. Women used the shafts of bird feathers, typically goose quills used for writing, as the physical tool to roll 1/8-inch strips of paper and parchment, which is how the craft officially earned the name quillwork or quilling in the colonies. While the craft saw an uptick in interest during the last quarter of the 18th century, the outbreak of the American Revolution severely restricted the hobby due to extreme paper shortages, as we've learned. Before the war, the colonies relied heavily on imported European paper. The British wartime trade embargo choked off these imports. Because raw paper was highly taxed under the Stamp Act and later scarce due to the war, colonial quillers often had to upcycle remnants of discarded book pages, old letters, and whatever scraps of gilt-edged paper they could salvage. Because of the fragility of paper as a medium, many examples of quilling from colonial times have been lost, but groups like the North American Quilling Guild and Historic Deerfield work to keep the tradition alive. Irene Lazzarotta is a contemporary artist who creates fresh floral designs as she works in this ancient tradition of paper quilling. And we can see her intricate designs as part of the 23rd Annual Artist Studio Tour hosted by the Wayne County Arts Alliance the weekend of July 10th. But that's not all. We're invited to visit artist Barbara Carpenito, who explores digital painting while continuing to take photographs to draw and paint in oil and acrylics. So the spread is wide, from ancient to 21st century digital image making. Janet Gaglione is executive director of the Wayne County Arts Alliance, and she paid a visit to the WVIA studios to talk with us about the Alliance and its annual tour.
The Wayne County Arts Alliance began in 2003, and for many, many years we presented different programs, different exhibitions, very nimble in different places. We didn't own our own building. And a building that belonged to one of our members, who was a shopkeeper, was very interested in the Arts Alliance having it. And the Wayne County Community Foundation was able to give us a matching grant as long as we raised the other half. And 300 different individual people and organizations and clubs and everything in Wayne County allowed us to raise the money. We bought the building in February of 2023. We immediately renovated it to make it a sleek gallery. And we opened in June of 2023. So 959 Main Street, Honesdale, is now our home. It's a gallery. It's an artisan shop. And it's our headquarters for all sorts of other projects.
And projects like the one we're going to talk about might launch from there in a certain sense if people want to start there.
Oh, definitely. We have a studio tour preview exhibition, which actually just had its opening reception on Friday. So that's going to be set up for these 2 weeks leading up to the tour dates. And it's an exhibition of artwork by all of the 25 tour artists. And so you can come into the gallery, you can look around and go, oh my goodness, I have to go to this one. And I really want to see more of this one. And what is that and how in the world did that artist do that? And it's very exciting. And they can pick up the map, the brochure. It's also available online and decide which studios they want to visit this year.
And what year is it?
It's our 23rd studio tour. Very exciting. This year we have a record-breaking 25 different artists on the tour, and they've all opened their studios to the public 3 days, July 10th, 11th, and 12th, 10 a.m. to 6 each day. All studios are open. It's free to the public to come and see, to learn more about that artist, to see where they do their art, to see how they do their art, to ask questions and get to know them. And then, of course, take advantage of studio pricing to get your hands on a piece of art yourself.
You have your copy, and I have my copy of the brochure. And the range is quite amazing, as it is every year. But when you think about 25 different artists, photography, sculpture, watercolors, mixed media, we could go on and on.
Everything, yes. We have painters that work in either oil paint or acrylic paint or watercolor or pastel, or some of them do all of it. We have a lampwork glass artist who makes jewelry by firing the beads herself with the flames. She's going to be doing demonstrations during the tour. We have an artist new to the tour that does paper quilling, which is the meticulous little spinning of tiny long strips of paper into designs that are then mounted on a card. Just amazing detail. We have metal workers, we have stone workers, photography, ceramics, collage, a little bit of everything.
If we just saw this photograph of an old rocking chair, we'd say, what's that?
That's Pam Sloan. She actually does the old craft of re-caning chairs. And you think there's only one way to do it? No, there's about 18 different ways to do it, using different materials and different patterns to weave the rush and the reed and the... I can't speak with great expertise, but she can. And she describes it all at her shop, and she has some samples of her chairs, and will also take commissions if you have a chair that needs to be resurrected again. She does a beautiful job.
The lovely thing is that the quality is so high, the imagination boundless, and yet these individuals are working in a certain place. So if we look at Bill Westmoreland and his photo of cows, that's probably right there in Wayne County.
Oh, yes, yes. Many of these artists paint, the ones that do paint, things that they see where they live. Some are very specific and only paint their own backyard and across the river and this and that. Burton Bullis labels and names and titles his art by the actual corner of the stream where he painted it. I mean, some stretch other places, obviously. But many of the artists, and that's the exciting thing about visiting their studios. because Kevin Storms, he's way up on a hill, and the view he has looking over rural Wayne County is inspiring to even me, and I don't know what to do with a paintbrush.
And it is fascinating to get a peek behind the scenes and look at a studio and see what is where, whether there are 50 paintbrushes all lined up or in jars, or how does each artist approach the creative process?
It's fascinating to see and to learn about it. It's tempting to stay all day at any one of these places, and I've got to get myself to all 25 of them in 2 days. It is very exciting, and the range of art, I mean, some of the artists work in one or two mediums. Some of them, like Thomas Holmes, who is back to the tour after, what, 12 years, and he's in a new home now. And he works in stone, metal, steel, painting. He's a musician, a genuine Renaissance man. And you never know what you're going to see around the corner when you visit his space and his studio and his incredible sculpture garden. So there's so much to see on this tour and such a variety.
The use of stone, there's Tom Holmes and there's Victor Salib.
It's exciting. We actually have three different artists working with stone. And we also have Michael Sergi, who carves granite. We have a carved guitar in the studio right now as part of our preview exhibit that he carved out of granite, and all sorts of things. You'll just have to see it to believe it.
Now, you know that we go way back, and I remember Trix Render and her exquisite work, a little sense of the surreal, beautiful sense of the world of nature. Now, that looks like it's a memento mori, a skull in that particular image. But then also we think about Georgia O'Keeffe and her Far West, but that's right here.
It is right here, and I'm sure that's a skull that she found somewhere in her property or the woods around here. Trix does beautiful oil paintings. Just extremely wonderful detail and rich colors and wonderful depth. I'm so happy she's back on the tour again this year. It was a couple of years ago that she was last on the tour.
What do you find when people stop in who have been there? Say they go the first day and they come around another day. What kinds of things do people tell you about?
Oh, it's very exciting. It's fun to be in the gallery when the tour starts, because some people have picked up their brochure already and they have their map ready and they just start at one of the studios, which is wonderful. Some people come in because they haven't had a chance to decide where they're going yet. Some come back and they go to the same studio year after year because they've gotten to know that artist and they want to see what's new this year and what's different, which is very exciting because our artists are so creative and they're always coming up with something different or another angle. Victor Salib has gotten far more detailed in some of his stone and metal work that he does for gardens primarily. And any of the others, I try to think I can identify different artists because I've gotten to know them some, but every once in a while they'll surprise me with something new and exciting.
And we are taking a look at Hannah Maritz, and that's a cat. Is Hannah somewhat partial to cats?
It's one of the four images that she sent in for our choice for the brochure this year. She does outdoor sculptures out of chicken wire that are all sorts of fantastical creatures. And she also paints. And she also does collage by cutting up teeny little bits of magazine pictures in color, which sounds awfully simplistic and childlike until you see what she does with them. It looks like the real eagle soaring over the field. And it's little bits of different pieces of paper that she's crafted together to become the bird, the cat, the whatever you want.
You mentioned ceramics. Talk to us about the ceramic artist.
James Spencer, Spence. Actually, he and Heather, his wife, own and run Bodie Tree Studio, which is a wonderful studio on 6th Street in Honesdale. She's very busy with summer kids camps all this time of year. But he also has several wheels and does ceramic pottery, throwing, all sorts of classes, and opens the studio to other artists who want to use the wheel, because not everyone has one of those at home. And he does wonderful work with different layers of bowls and things and lidded vessels, all kinds of stuff. Obviously mugs and things, but the larger ones are very, very inspiring to see the texture he puts into the clay after he's thrown it into a round shape. He's actually the only ceramic artist we have on the tour this year, although the shop does have art in it by other member artists. So the shop at 959 Main Street, Honesdale, we have ceramics by Matt Pavzi and Bozena Janusewski and two or three other artists. So we do have a variety of other gift items if you're shopping.
And you mentioned Heather Hogan Spencer, and it looks like the piece represented in the brochure is light-related, and here over on the other side, Michael Sergi is also working with light. Is that a coincidence?
Michael Sergi works in, he's the one that I said carved the granite guitar. So it's not a working guitar, it's the shape of a guitar. But he works with wood, a lot of it wood that has been felled by storms, either on the property he has in Northern Wayne County now or where he used to have property in New York State. And so he works with wood, he works with stone. I'm not sure what the rest of that lamp is made out of, but I'll find out when I go visit next weekend. Yes. And then Heather, I think the glow you're seeing there, that's a photograph. She does photography, and she does all sorts of shots of unusual things or parts of things. So you don't quite know exactly what it is, but you want to dive right in and find out more about it when you see her artwork. She also does ceramics. She does a wide range of things. And as I said, they teach classes at Bodhi Tree. So many, many different mediums there.
And there are artists who are sharing a studio.
Yes. We're a little spread out this year. We have 25 artists in 21 different studios. Elizabeth Tilley, who does quilts and paintings and many things, is actually sharing a space with Jill Carletti in Hawley. Jill is a beautiful painter, and she has a space that's large enough for the two of them to be able to show together. So you get to see two artists if you visit that space. And then Bodhi Tree on 6th Street in Honesdale, Spence has his ceramics. Heather will have her photography. And Phyllis Chechnyan is going to be there. She's actually the president of our board. And she's a wonderful painter and a collage artist. And she picks up these wonderful drawers, wooden drawers from things at consignment shops and yard shops, and puts them together with some three-dimensional little things, some paintings, and creates these little vistas of something in either a skinny box or a tall box or a round box, in addition to the wonderful paintings that she does. Didn't I mention Alan Wood is a wonderful painter? He's back on the tour after many years doing other things. And we have Susan Cotto-Alberto, who has more paintings than you can fit in one little house. She is a beautiful painter. She does wonderful landscapes, and she also does amazing portraits. She actually teaches in New York City. Some of our members are not exactly bi-coastal, but have a home in New York City and a home here. And so she jumps back and forth somewhat and does teach in New York City herself. I mentioned Thomas Colbert. We have two Thomases. He does beautiful paintings. He's right in Hawley. Bill Westmoreland, we talked about his cows. And he does both photography and painting. And he's actually a professional photographer and a makeup artist. And he does all sorts of jobs in New York City, photographing and or doing the makeup for very famous people, for portraits and for news articles and things like that. Nancy Lopez is a photographer, mostly scenics, grand wide vistas, both looking over Wayne County and other places around as well. Nancy Plubniak does printmaking, monoprints, which means you only get one out of that piece of art. I can't describe exactly how it is, but it sounds complicated, but it looks gorgeous and lush and wonderful. Linda Murphy is a pastel artist. Both she and Burton Bullis both work with pastels, but the end result is very, very different. Kevin Storms, that his painting that's in the brochure is one of my favorites because I really like foxes. It's a fox running across a winter landscape. And Barbara Carpenito does digital painting and painting with paint and brushes, and sometimes combines the two, which is very creative. And Glenn Pogue is new to the tour. He's in Bethany and does mostly acrylic paintings, very bold, wonderful colors. There's two paintings of ships and boats that are in the gallery right now as examples of his artwork. So it's just too much to cram into 3 days, but please come and try.
It's simple, but review the dates and the times.
Absolutely. The Wayne County 23rd Annual Artist Studio Tour. We have 25 artists in 21 different studios, plus our headquarters on our gallery, 959 Main Street, Honesdale. It's 3 days, July 10th, 11th, and 12th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., all 3 days. All the studios are open. It's free to the public. You get to explore the wilds of Wayne County to get between them all. And I encourage everyone to come take a look. If you can't make it to the gallery to pick up a map, it's all available online. Our website, waynecountyartsalliance.org. All the same information from the brochure is there on the website also.
And if we were poking around and were trying to decide where to start, would we want to take in the Great Wall of Honesdale while we're at it?
Oh, we have so many things going on right now. Yes, the Great Wall of Honesdale has a new name. It's now Windows on the Wall. And the new wall was installed at the beginning of June. And that is a big brick wall that we've been doing installations of art. I think this is the 11th year or 12th year. And instead of painting a mural on a wall, it is a digital reproduction of a photo that is high resolution printed on billboard vinyl. So it goes up in the billboard vinyl. It keeps its color and sharpness and beauty for 12 months. And then, so this current wall is up now. The next one will go up next June, and we're going to keep on going. We also have rain barrels all over the county. Our summer art project this year is rain barrels. Each is painted by a different artist. And on our website, there's information about that and maps to find them all. They've been sponsored by different area businesses, all the way from Equinox to Newfoundland. So we're pretty spread out, but they're really beautiful.
It's like a treasure hunt. You're giving us a map to discover the hidden artistic talents out and about in Wayne County. And that's something bright to celebrate in our day, isn't it?
Well, thank you, Eric. It's always wonderful to have a chance to talk with you because you do also focus on positivity in our world now, which we all need.
Out and about with us on the weekend of July 10th, 11th, and 12th, there will be a chance to visit up to 25 artists who are part of the 23rd Annual Artist Studio Tour hosted by the Wayne County Arts Alliance. And they will be in 21 different locations. There is a map, both a hard copy and online map, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day. It is free. And the website is WayneCountyArtsAlliance.org, WayneCountyArtsAlliance.org. And we spoke with Janet Gaglione, who is Executive Director of the Wayne County Arts Alliance, and she reminds us that the studio tour headquarters happened to be the WCAA Gallery and Artisan Shop, 959 Main Street in Honesdale. And right now, a sample of art from each of the 25 tour artists is on display. And that will be through the end of the tour, and that will be through July 12th. If you need more information, or if you'd like to stop off and get a survey of who and what you'd like to see and do it that way, it's 959 Main Street, the headquarters of the Wayne County Arts Alliance. And you can start there or you don't have to. And there will be 25 artists at 21 locations. And it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 10th, 11th, and 12th of July, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., free and open to the public. WayneCountyArtsAlliance.org, the 23rd Annual Artist Studio Tour.